Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk with John Andrews about the South Dakota Magazine July-August issue. But first, we're going to talk about masks, figuratively and literally, and about taking them off. Kim Laith is a photographer. Her recent Bear Project encourages subjects to remove not only their clothing, or much of their clothing, but also to shed their notions of beauty, their fears of not being enough, their insecurities. With more than 100 people photographed so far, more continue to offer to unmask their bodies and their secrets to Kim Laith's camera lens. She joins us now from the SDPB studios in Rapid City. Kim, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm wondering what kind of relationship you have with your subjects during the photo session. How do you sort of build the trust to encourage them to not only take off some layers of clothing, but also layers of vulnerability between you and them?
Well, most of the models were strangers to me. So there was a few moments, you know, we would just sit and I would just talk to them for a few minutes and we would just kind of get to know each other.
And did you have a process that was sort of structured, or were you trying to figure out, there's some commonalities in their stories, but there's also some surprises in there. Did you know what you were kind of getting into before you met an individual?
Not at first. For about the first few months, I would have paperwork that they'd have to fill out, but I would just have that in the studio, and so they would just fill it out when they arrived. So for, I'd say about half of them, I had no idea why they were coming into my studio. But about halfway through the project, I realized it would probably be a good idea to have a little heads up. So then I, you know, started having them fill the form out online or send me their answers through Facebook or email.
And not models. These are not professional models. These are everyday.
No, I call them models, but no, they're not models. They're just like you and me. They're just everyday, normal people.
Some of the themes that sort of came out from being unmasked, tell me what some of those themes were.
Pretty much anything you can imagine. Obviously, there was a lot of body image things that people were dealing with. Sexual identity, sexual abuse, physical abuse, addiction. Pretty much anything you can think of, really.
Did you feel a sense of responsibility if you have someone in front of you who is talking to you about their sexual abuse and you're asking to take a picture of them?
Yeah, it was, the sessions were very intimate. It sounds kind of exploitative, I guess, but we really got to know each other during the sessions, and most of the people told me when they were done that they forgot that they were naked. They forgot I was taking pictures. We would just, you know, I would sit and laugh and cry with them.
Yeah. Have you ever done this yourself? Have you ever posed nude for another photographer or self-portraiture?
I've done self-portraiture. Yeah. I need to do what I've been asking all of these people to do and do it in front of somebody else.
One of the things I noticed about some of the stories were thematically there were a lot of parents who said their greatest fear was not being a good enough parent or messing up their kids. Did you notice that as well?
Yeah, and I'm a parent myself. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and I think anybody with kids, we're always going to feel at some point in time or another that we're failing or we're not doing good enough. So I think that's...
Did you find yourself having conversations with people about that? There's a little bit of a therapy element here.
You know, it when I started this project, I didn't realize that that's what it would become. I was more worried about who would do this. Who would let me do this? I wasn't thinking about why they were doing it. And I quickly realized that this was kind of a therapeutic thing for most of the people that participated.
How did it change you as a photographer?
Oh, God. I don't even know if I can describe how it's changed me as a photographer, as a person, as a mother. It's impacted me greatly.
Tell me of a time when it just, does it just pop up and... As you're, you know, with your kid, for example, do those memories or those stories pop in and out through your day?
Definitely.
Another theme I noticed was sort of the use of words. There's a lot of tattoos with words on them. Sometimes words are written on someone's body. Sometimes someone did some writing. One woman read a letter. How do words sort of fit in and marry with those images?
Well, when I started this, I've done portraits of all kinds, and I hired models to do artistic nudes, but I wanted people to know something about the people in the pictures. And you can take a great photograph and tell a story, but the words of, you know, the model's words, that's what really, that's why they came and did this. And so that's almost more important than the pictures, mm-hmm. I think.
Do you remember any of the words?
I know almost all of them, yeah.
tell me some. What are some of the words that kind of come up in the images?
You mean in the words that the models have written?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them wrote paragraphs and paragraphs. A lot of it was just generally facing something and overcoming it and accepting themselves.
Hmm. How about this notion of being enough? That seemed to be another theme of folks not feeling like they were enough.
Yeah, that was a big one for a lot of people.
Anything you want to explore there? Sort of, did that hit you as a certain human truth, maybe?
Yeah, and I think that's one part. We had an exhibit Saturday night, and some of the models talked, and they all had different reasons for doing this, but the human experience was the commonality in this project, and we all have struggles, we all have self-doubts, we all have fears, imperfections, and we're all going to feel like we're not enough at some point or another. And so I think you can really relate, even if you've never experienced anything that some of these models have gone through, as just a human. I think it's very relatable.
What's been the impact for them after the project when they saw the pictures?
It varied. I had some people cry. They didn't like what they saw at first. I had some people immediately love what they saw. And the messages I got from the people after they saw their pictures is really what's kept me going, because this has been an ongoing project for several years. And, you know, I'm not making money doing it. And there's been tons of people that have said, why are you spending so much time doing this? And there was a few times where I would wonder myself, and then I'd look at a message from somebody. I'm going to try not to cry on air, but that might not happen. One particular message, a woman who had been dealing with issues of abuse and body issues sent me a message and just said, you know, you changed my life by showing me a different view of myself. Hmm. And so things like that kept me going.
Was that something you expected, or did that take you by surprise?
No, This project turned into so much more than I expected it would be.
What were your original thoughts for it?
This is going to be super embarrassing to admit publicly, but my original grand scheme for this project was going to be I was going to have to bribe about 5 of my friends to pose for me, and then I was going to make a book on Shutterfly to give it to them as a thank you.
Huh. And it took on a life of its own. How come, do you think? What do you make of how it sort of connected with people?
Because I think people are at a point in human history where we're ready to just be real with each other and with ourselves. And there's so much going on in the world, and there's such a disconnect that I think people really crave a connection.
Kim Lath, the project is the Bear Project. We'll put a link up off after the show on our website, sdpb.org/Dakota Midday. Kim, you're taking more subjects, or more models can come in and be part of the Bear Project, or is it closed now?
No, I mean, we did an exhibit, and there'll be points in time where I have to choose who's in what exhibits, but I'm never going to stop doing this, I don't think. As long as there's people out there that want this experience, I'll provide it for them.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you.